Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, this is Lenny.
I'm calling to check in and see if it's a good time to chat.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Sure, one second.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. The user mentioned they can barely hear me. So first, I need to check if the connection is okay. The plan starts with checking the connection before the greeting. But in the previous message, the bot already did the initial greeting. Wait, the user's last message was the response to the bot's greeting. The user said, sorry, I can barely hear you there. So the bot needs to address that. The plan's first step is to check the connection. So maybe the bot should first confirm if they can hear. But in the initial plan, the first step is, hello, can you hear me? But the user already responded to the greeting. Maybe the bot should first acknowledge the user's issue with hearing. So the bot's response should be something like, no worries, let's reschedule for a time that's better for you. But wait, the reaction to busy or refusal is to reschedule. However, the user is not refusing but saying they can't hear. So maybe the bot should first check if they can hear and then proceed. But the user's response is about hearing, so the bot should first address that. Wait, the initial.
Oh, good. Yes.
Got it.
Oh, yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same.
Okay, let's
thing.
See.
But was that
the user initially had trouble hearing. So Giannis first checked the connection. Now the user says, oh, good. Yes. That's a positive response, so Giannis should move forward with the plan. The key questions are, how have you been feeling, weather, ducks, last name, and visit? Since the user is responding positively, Giannis should start with the first key question. The user's answer to the connection issue was positive, so the next step is to ask how they've been feeling. Giannis needs to phrase it naturally, maybe start with great to hear that, to acknowledge the user's response. Then ask the first key question, how have you been feeling lately? That's the first key question. Check if there's any need to adjust based on the user's previous response. Since the user was having trouble hearing but now is okay, moving to the next question makes sense. No need to repeat the connection check. Just proceed with the first key question. Make sure the response is under 15 words and in natural American English. Avoid any markdown and keep it conversational. The JSON should have the text as the.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Let me check that.
Well, it's funny that you should call because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about.
Okay,
this.
Let's see.
Just
the user
week.
Just asked,
and,
sorry, what
know,
was your name again?
Well,
so I need to respond to that.
I'll give her that.
First, I should recall the conversation
the
so far.
The
user initially had trouble hearing, but then said, oh, good.
Distinctions.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
We're all quite
so the connection
it,
was
yes,
fixed.
Yes.
So now they're asking for my name again.
Wait,
in the initial plan, the first step was checking the connection, then the greeting. But the user already responded to the greeting. Now they're asking for my name again. Maybe they didn't hear it the first time. In the plan, the key questions include, what's your last name? So maybe the user is asking for my name, which is part of the key questions. But the user is asking for my name, not theirs. Wait, the key question is, what's your last name? So the user is asking for my name, which is part of the key questions. Wait, the user is asking, what was your name again? So they might have missed the initial greeting where I introduced myself as Giannis. So I need to confirm my name again. But according to the plan, the key questions include.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Sure, one second.
Again?
Giannis. So, what's your last name?
Could you say that again, please?
Got it.
Yes.
Okay, let me try to figure out how to respond here. The user is asking again for my name, which I already provided as Giannis. They might be having trouble hearing or just want to confirm. Since the plan includes asking for their last name as a key question, I should focus on that. But they're not answering my previous question about their last name. Instead, they're asking me to repeat my name. Maybe they didn't catch it the first time. I need to clarify my name again and then prompt them for their last name. Let me check the reactions to refusal or confusion. If they're not responding to the key questions, I should move on to the next one. Wait, the key questions are, 1, how have you been feeling? 2, weather? 3, ducks? 4, last name? 5, visit? So after confirming my name, I should ask their last name. But they're not answering that. Maybe I need to rephrase or ask again. But the user is asking me to repeat my name, so I should do that first, then proceed to the next question. Let me make sure I'm following the plan and not missing any steps.
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Let me check that.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from
okay,
the people.
Okay, let's break down what's happening here.
For something
the user
I
has been having trouble hearing initially, so Giannis first checked
that.
The connection.
But,
then the user started asking for Giannis' name again,
eldest,
which is part
Rachel,
of the key questions.
She,
now the user is asking which company Giannis is from.
Now,
wait, the key questions are about the user's feelings,
you know,
weather, ducks, last name, and visit.
Really and
the user's question about
family,
the company,
you know,
isn't part of the key questions.
Quite important.
So Giannis
they're
needs to handle this off-topic question. According to the reactions, if the user drifts off-topic, Giannis should gently re-anchor to the main questions. But the user is asking about the company, which isn't in the key questions. Giannis should acknowledge the question but steer back to the main topic. The plan says to focus on the key questions and not get sidetracked. So Giannis should thank the user for the question, then move on to the next key question, which is the user's last name. Wait, the user hasn't answered the last name question.
Well, yeah, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello? Hello, are you there? Oh, yes, sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes, sorry, what were you saying again?